Hello and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello!
And it was... Well, we missed last week, which is odd, because the reason we missed it is we were together. So that was a bit of an oversight.
Yeah. We could have podcasted.
We definitely could have.
But there are so many things to be watched.
Yes.
Zoe hasn't even watched the majority of Disney movies.
I wouldn't say majority.
Majority. Okay. Most popular.
Well.
Oh, okay, which one was
I've
it?
I've seen Mulan and Mulan 2, so like.
That's fair.
Didn't you see anything else, you know?
That's not true. Mulan 2 was good, but there's also Cinderella 2, Cinderella 3, I Made You Watch Treasure Planet.
That was a good one. I like that one. That was, I feel like that was on while Dave Filoni was typing on Ahsoka.
True.
And he's typing and he's like, that's a cool little thing.
Cool show. No, because that's why I was like, when we were podcasting about Ahsoka, I was like, yeah, it's like Treasure Planet. And you were like, yeah. But then, you know, I told my dad was like, oh, yeah. That is, like, exactly like Treasure Planet. But now I had to show you Ahsoka pre-Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. Ahsoka Zero.
Mm-hmm. Mamma Mia? You never watched Mamma Mia?
I had not seen Mamma Mia.
That's crazy.
We did watch Mamma Mia, yes.
Because that's a classic. That the only reason I know it because when I would go to Texas to see my grandma, like she'd be like, okay, let's watch Mamma Mia, and I'd be like, okay, we watched it. It was pretty good. And then on the road back to California, we would listen to the entire soundtrack over and over again. So it was either that or really, really religious music, which is fine, but like Mamma Mia's better.
Oh gosh. Yeah, so, well, it's been a crazy, 2 weeks of Star Wars. Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to talk about, so.
Feeding us.
Yes, we have lots of things to talk about, so we're going to do a little intro, and then we'll get right into it, as all the YouTubes say.
Get into it.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
It's like my coughing time.
You're coughing now, you gotta let it all out.
Because it mutes me, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Let it all out.
Yeah.
One of these times it's gonna like mess up like the audio and it's gonna be you coughing.
Yeah.
I'll be like, let's roll the intro.
Oopsies. Ew.
Yes. So we had 2 trailers come out within the last week for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't think anyone was expecting. I wasn't.
Which one?
Tales of the Empire.
Oh yes.
Which is Tales of the Jedi Season 2, so...
Yes, a little sad, but in my opinion,
Sabine
a little
Sabine and Kanan but... and Ventress Tales of the Jedi are out of reach, but for now.
They could always come back.
I'm sure they will. Tales of the Empire is about 2 characters. This time, it is Morgan Elsbeth from Ahsoka and Barriss Offee. Former friend of Ahsoka. So, Ahsoka's always in there somehow.
It's okay, they'll make up.
But yeah, it's really interesting. I feel like, if I didn't say on the podcast, I know for a fact I was just very recently talking to a friend about how much I was like, these are really, like, I was like, you know, they brought back Ventress, we could figure out what's happening to Barriss Offee soon. Like, she, after Zilla Beast was wrapped up in Bad Batch, like, Barriss Offee was really the last, like, loose thread from Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. So... Now we're gonna figure out what happens. And Morgan Elsbeth is a pretty interesting character. We learned, like, somewhat about her in Ahsoka. but and not she's really. Younger in this one. Yeah, well, yeah, because I don't think it's after Ahsoka because she died.
I know. I just meant like she's really, oh, yeah. really young.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Not like 5 years before Ahsoka. It's like
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Because yeah. Oh my god, the trailer was awesome. It's like yeah, like I woke
There's
up.
A lot going
was,
on.
Like, Star Wars. A lot of red. Yeah. Well, so yeah, the lot of red. And you have Barriss, looks like she's being trained by the Grand Inquisitor, to try and be an Inquisitor. And it's, that's really interesting, because obviously, when we see all the Inquisitors doing stuff later, she's not there, so it's, I wonder how that's going to play out for her. I assume not well.
Probably not.
But yeah, and we have the real, like, I don't know why it makes me laugh, but there's, like, a lineup, there's, like, a shot, and it's, like, a lineup of the, like, the B-team of Inquisitors, of on-screen Inquisitors, I'll say, because you got, like, the guy from Tales of the Jedi that Ahsoka killed, you've got Marok, we know what happened to that guy,
Which one is Reaper guy?
That's the Tales of the Jedi one. He doesn't have a number.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a number for him.
I forgot about him.
And Marok's there. Don't have a number for him either. Unless he is the eighth brother, which has been speculated, but... not eighth. Yes, eighth. Eighth brother. And then we've got the fourth sister. Hey, she looks very cool. Maybe she's cool in the comics. I don't know. But she doesn't really do anything. Like an Obi-Wan Kenobi and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, real like B-team of Inquisitors. Which is funny.
It's okay, not everyone could be cool.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like, you know, in not in Suicide Squad, but in the Suicide Squad, there's like the opening, and it's like all these cool guys, and there's all die, and then they bring out like the actual Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
That's the vibes I get. Yeah. Barriss is training. She's wearing like a prison outfit, very similar to what we see Luminara wearing.
Yeah, that's
in
me.
Her Rebel Saga. I know. It's oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of other Barriss stuff. She training.
Training.
Vader's there.
Yeah, she sees me.
They talk about some like trial she has to pass to become an Inquisitor. I think I'll have to ask should have asked the lightsaber expert, but the lightsaber hilt, the one that she grabs from, like, that table, or, like, the one that she's fighting with, the one that she's fighting with, like, one of the last
Grand Inquisitor
ones.
Inquisitor throws.
Looks like Luminara's lightsaber to me. I'll have to verify with the lightsaber expert, but, yeah. So, yeah, I'm so excited to get Barriss back. This has been a real, real year so far for, like, bringing back the Clone Wars girlies who had ambiguous fates or died.
The cool girlies. The cool ones.
Yeah, we got Barriss and Ventress within like 2 weeks of each other.
The misunderstood girlies.
Yes. So yeah, I'm really excited to see Barriss's fate and what's going on with her and, you know, because scary.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's interesting because her whole thing when she, you know, bombed the temple, like, her whole reasoning behind that was very, like, to me, very not someone who would become an Inquisitor. Obviously, she doesn't have a choice. So it's interesting to see if there'll be any conflict there.
Also. I think, and this is rare for me to do this. To, like... You should read Rise of the Red Blade.
I know.
It is.
It's right there. It's.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to get mentally prepared for this, I think, like, specifically for Barriss's stuff, like, that book is perfect.
It's
it is
fourth,
so good.
It's fourth on my pile. I have a pile. The pile's in order.
First!
It's number four. No, I have Starlight Stories, Cataclysm, and Path of Vengeance.
Okay, that's also stuff that's coming up, too, I think, right?
That's High Republic, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Um,
that's fair. But, yeah. I'm just saying...
I know.
Maybe it's also, like, I know I don't have a lot to choose from, but it's my favorite one.
Okay, I will read. Yeah, the bear stuff I think I'm most excited for, but the Morgan stuff looked cool too. Very, I love Night Sister stuff.
Always.
They're awesome.
I didn't like seeing Grievous.
Yeah, Grievous is there.
Because Grievous, but you know, he's kind of the reason they're all dead.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a shot of her fighting Grievous there, so that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But also, like, she can take him,
I think. Well, did she, though?
Well, we don't know. We don't. Well, I didn't say they all took him. I just said she could take him. Maybe not, though, actually, now that I think about it. Because did she ever win anything?
Not really. Doesn't seem
so far,
like...
no.
She's not. A good fighter, but, you know what? But not good enough.
You know, Grievous regularly gets his butt kicked in Cold Wars too. So.
Yeah, but he definitely won this one.
Well, yeah. So yeah, that's scary. And then we see her talking to Thrawn, so we get to learn, because that was like kind of her thing, like early on.
Young Thrawn just, like, too.
Yes, it's Young Thrawn, Book Thrawn, before he gets the white outfit. Yeah, and so it's really interesting, because that was kind of like when we first met her back in Mando. It was like, it's like, oh, she knows Thrawn. And everyone's like, but why? What? Who is this lady? Why does she know Thrawn? So we kind of got a little bit more context in Ahsoka, but I'm excited to see the full context of that and... Also, the animation in the trailer looks crazy. Mm-hmm. That one shot of her really like nice. Punching the dirt and stuff. It's like, it's awesome.
The dirt? Which one is that one? Wait.
There's like a shot of Morgan like punching the dirt or putting her hands in the dirt or something. And I don't know why, but it stuck out to me. I was like, oh my god, this animation is insane.
Dirt.
No, but literally. Like, oh, yeah. Go to the trailer when you have time and like look for the dirt shot. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's crazy. Yeah, so there's some Grievous in there, some Thrawn. We see her on, cannot remember the name of the planet she's on in Mando, but like kind of meeting those people in like New Republic-ish era, because they're wearing New Republic uniforms. So kind of learning how she got to be in charge of all that before Miss Tano showed up.
Tano.
Ruins everything. Actually, it would be really cool if maybe, like, the last Morgan episode ends with the, like, Ahsoka showing up. Like, from Mando.
What was it?
It would be really cool if the last, the very end of the last Morgan episode, because that's in, like, New Republic era, like, mm-hmm. jumps forward to Mando and Ahsoka shows up at the end. It's like, oh, crap.
That'd be cool. Like, animated, though.
Right? Animated... Live action Ahsoka?
Honestly, like...
Top tier.
Well, like, just animated little segments of anything is cool. Mm-hmm. IMO.
Yes. Yeah, I think... I mean, her stuff looks pretty cool. It's also... I cannot... For the, Diana Lee Insanto? Is that her name that plays Morgan? Something like that? Sorry. But she's returning to voice Morgan. It's the same actress, so that's really cool. The same actress from the Clone Wars is returning for Barriss as well. Obviously, Lars Mikkelsen is going to be Thrawn again. So just
Diana
like
Diana Lee Inosanto.
Inosanto. Okay, I was close-ish. So, yeah, I'm really Tales of the Empire is going to be awesome because that May 4th. I assume an all at once drop like Tales of the Jedi was. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited.
That'll be cool.
Be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. And I, yeah, finally, what, like 10 years, more than 10 years later, we're going to figure out what happened to Barriss. So.
Yeah. God, I was making that freaking Rebels, like, video that I posted for my parents. And I was looking, I was like, oh, how long has it been? Like, since Rebels came out, and it was, like, 2014, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I was 12.
Yeah, time. Time be crazy.
Yeah, that's silly. And then Clone Wars.
Don't look it up. We don't.
Why?
It first came out in 2008.
Huh?
It first came out in
2008. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. What math is.
I don't know what that is. So yeah. Any other thoughts on Tales of the Empire?
I don't know. I'm excited for another, like, Clone Wars-y kind of animation.
Mm-hmm.
As always. And, I just... I'm also excited... I'm trying to, like, the basis of all of it. I think I'm most excited for Barriss. Because we kind of already, like... Like, now we get to really see Morgan and, like, the Night Sisters. Like, the poor Night Sisters and stuff. But... to me, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I already know they all kind of die and burn. But yeah. With Barriss, that's kind of cool. And it makes me so excited and feel so smart because she's going through, like, the stuff, like, that's in Rise of the Red Blade. And I'm like, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. What if she made so-and-so and this and this? And then I talked to my dad about certain stuff, like, about, you know, well, she was a Jedi, but she was, like, kind of an extremist in her wanting to show, like, peace is not, like, we should be peacekeepers, but we're not, and blah, 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 that whole thing. Just, like, this other character, like, I don't want to spoil, I'm trying not to spoil, but, like, you know, and we were, like, discussing about, like, would she do this? And I was like, well, other characters do this, this, and this. And they did, and blah, blah, blah. So, like, you know, like, I don't know. This is just so cool. I'm excited for that part. A lot.
Yeah, and I think for sure it's, like, obviously the Morgan stuff's gonna be really cool. But it is, like, we know where it goes, where Barriss is such a question. We have no idea where her story goes, if she makes it out of this, or, you know, what her future holds. So it's very exciting.
See.
Yes.
See.
So we got another trailer just yesterday. Yeah. The story trailer for the Outlaws game coming out this August. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for it. the game looks amazing. I'm already totally in love with Kay Vess. She is so pretty and so adorable, and she just seems very fun. And
I like Nyx.
Nyx is adorable.
Also played by freaking D. Bradley Baker.
He's on a roll, man. He's got Nubs. He's got all the clones.
Is like, so like he, there's so much money. That's all I can think of.
Well, he's like, I don't know how much he makes, but I know he has job security. So,
yeah, for real.
Good for him.
No, but he's like a little axolotl.
Yes, Nyx is adorable. Star Wars video games have really mastered the importance of having a little buddy.
Yes.
You know, we have the Seeker Droid in Battlefront. We have BD-1 in the Jedi games. And now we have Nyx. Nyx is adorable. We saw a little bit more of the Commando Droid, too, with the trench coat, and he's awesome. And so we got
he's kind of fine though.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I only say that because I was I still am horrified of assassin droids, like those specific ones, because they're just so creepy to me, and especially because in Clone Wars, when they're, like, with Cut Laquain and, like, they're chasing after the kids and, like, they're coming into the house. That's horrifying. But then he has, like, a cool jacket and it's, like, open. I'm like, huh.
He's a friend.
Who are you, tall sir?
Oh, gosh. yes.
But he's really cool looking.
He's there. And so we got to learn a little bit about the story. So we already knew it was between Empire and Jedi. And so the idea is there's crime syndicates And one of them is like, let's do this thing because we're going to be super powerful because the Empire is so focused on the rebellion they can't really monitor us anymore. So,
yeah,
they're doing stuff.
I didn't mention this before, it was a strict, but I like more space Latinas. Very cool, very slay. Because I was looking it up, I was like curious, because I was like, well, I also know that Exiles are very popular right now, but they're also from Mexico. So I was like, oh, I wonder if, like, it's either, like, a popularity thing that they're bringing, like, Exilados into Star Wars, or if it's, like, because, like, maybe she's, like, Mexican or something. So I looked it up. She's Venezuelan. And I was like, oh, she's Space Latina. So that was pretty cool. I think that's cool. Thank you, Star Wars.
Yes. Yes, she, and I'm already obsessed with Kay. I know she's going to be, like, such an, I'm going to totally fall in love with her character. She's so funny and silly. Just
which is something cool. We need in these trying times.
Yes. And it seems like there are customization options. You can put her in little outfits. I know that was a thing a lot of people really enjoyed in Jedi Survivor, especially, where it was dressing up Cal.
They're called my dad.
Yeah. it's not that I didn't like to do it. It was just like, whatever, you know? But now I'm like, you really want to dress up Kay with my little, with her little outfit.
You didn't like dressing up Cal?
It was fine. I was just like...
You didn't like giving him a mullet and all the disgusting things that you can make a man wear, I guess?
I was just like, I don't know, it's Cal. This is... He's hanging out. I did not like it, but it wasn't, you know, I was just like,
I was on TikTok, and you know how they, like, sometimes, I still, like, I try to get rid of them, but they still come up, and it's, like, just, like, clips of, like, movies and stuff, and shows.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one, and I was like, Cal?
Oh, because he's in Shameless.
Shameless. Yeah, I was like, what is he doing? And I looked up the show, and I was like, oh, it's like a baby Cal. That's cute. But yeah, that was funny. But yeah, that would be cute. Dress up.
Yeah, I'm very excited to dress up. They showed some of the like cosmetics that come with the like the different edition. You can get like the deluxe edition or whatever. There's some. I'm sure there's other outfits that are more K specific, but there's like some like inspired by like Lando and Jin and stuff like that. And Nyx, you can dress Nyx up too. Nyx has little outfits. And oh my gosh, I think I'm gonna like dressing Nyx up more than K. I'm gonna love dressing K up, so like that's saying a lot. So, so cute. I'm really excited for the game. We can see her talk to Jabba, see Frozen Han. I know that the game takes place between Empire and Jedi, so it's not, like, a super big gap, but I think it would be really funny if you can, like, go back to Tatooine, like, at the end of the game and be like, huh, this is different. What's going on here?
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean, I never played, you know, the one with Cal, but... I wonder, because this is less Jedi-y, I'll play it. I think if my dad has it, then I will. I'm not going to buy it. It's too expensive. I need my V-Bucks.
V-Bucks.
Yes.
But
it's really cool looking. The music is really cool. Sorry. Just before I forget it, I heard the music and the third episode that we watched, which one was it? Of Bad Batch that we're going to talk about today. The music in that one was phenomenal. I actually noticed it. But anyway.
I actually noticed it.
I always forget. I'm too invested in everything and everyone talking and the subtitles that I just don't notice music. But that one I did. Anyway.
Yes. And then this was not in the trailer, but I have to talk about it. Game Informer got a bunch of, like, screenshots from the game that weren't necessarily in the trailer somewhere, but somewhere, and one of them shows, and they confirmed it, Miss Kira herself.
Oh.
I'm really excited. It's Kira. I miss her. So yeah.
In game Kira. Form.
Yes, Kira video games. And she has a really cool, I put a picture on the notes, it's a little link. But she has like a cool like cape. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm excited for Kira.
That's cool.
So yeah, Kira's there. But yeah. I think I'm mostly just excited, I mean, for Kira. But also for Kay. Because I love her whole like just wanting freedom thing. She's like, look, I just want everyone to leave me alone. And you know what? That felt sometimes.
Yeah. But also I have a feeling no one's gonna leave her alone.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. But she's just so silly, and I'm so excited to get to meet her and spend time with her in the game and put her in little outfits and dress up Nyx. Mm-hmm. So
what did they show at all what you can put on Nyx or no?
So it's just, I'll see if I can find the picture, but it was just like in the deluxe thing. I can find it. Also, just while I'm on Twitter, it's reminding me, any of these people being like, her face model is so much prettier, like they made her ugly, it's like, no, she looks the same, she's not wearing makeup, you're stupid, sorry. Fun fact, there's like people, you
fun
know the fact typical
you're stupid
fun fact. Well, it's just like, you know, the typical, I've been like liberally blocking people on Twitter, but it's just like, they're like, you know, the typical like Gamergate weirdos who are like, they're always making women ugly in video games now because they hate men, and they like post a side by side of like her, like the face model, and then tagged, and they're like, see, look at this beautiful woman, they ruined her. It's like, no, she's just not wearing eyeshadow. She looks the same. She looks the same as her face model. She's just not wearing makeup.
So how they treated like Harley Quinn versus like Barbie. They're like, Barbie's ugly. It's the same woman that you guys were simping for. Right.
No, literally. Trying to find picture. Yeah, it's just like, sorry, you're stupid. I don't know what to say.
It's okay, guys. We don't like women. Check it out.
And she's very pretty. So like,
she is very pretty. I
was watching it, and I was like, she is so cute. Like, this is like such an adorable person, and yeah.
Was it just me though? Her eyes just kind of really big, or no?
I think a little bit, but I think that's also just the actress has slightly bigger eyes.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think. Okay, yeah. So here's a picture I saw that shows a like Lando, a Han, and a like, it's like kind of Jin. This is like a low res picture, is all I can find. Oh, here it is. It's showing a Han inspired outfit, and then a Lando inspired outfit, and then also it's like a Jin like jacket and vest combo. Like, it looks so much like Jin's outfit, but then it has these red shoulders that look like Finn / Poe's jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever's going on there, I just texted it to you. But yeah, so the Han outfit has a little outfit for Nyx with a little, like, satchel like Chewie has.
Aww.
And then the Lando one has a little robot headset. And then the Jin one has little goggles for Nyx. It's just the cutest thing in the whole world.
Gaggles.
I'm already so excited. for all the customization. Yeah, and also the game has a season pass, presumably for cosmetics, but it's a single player game, so I don't really know how that works. I don't know if they really explain how that works, but that's a thing. I don't know. I'm mostly just excited for the story. So yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited for Outlaws. Looks so good.
Yes. Next.
Nyx.
Oh, hail Nyx.
So true. Any other thoughts on Outlaws or Tay or anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, now we have Bad Batch.
We have three episodes,
because the week we missed was two episodes, and then the episode that came out today. So, I guess we'll just... I don't feel like doing spoiler-free. This is your spoiler warning if you haven't watched Bad Batch. Episodes 10, 11, or 12. We could spoil going forward. So, careful.
Yippee!
Episode 10, Identity Crisis, was the first episode in the whole series to not feature any current or former member of the Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was about Emery Carr.
Yes. I need to look it up. But I do know that I like this one just because I like Emery and I like that she is questioning herself. Mm-hmm. I like when people question their inner selves. Because then it's like, it's interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch them like realize more and more what they're actually doing, or just mm-hmm. like, you know, figure out within themselves that they aren't doing the right thing, that they're a bad person, or just like, I'm not saying like she's figuring out she's a bad person, but like she's slowly like kind of realizing the Empire's doing bad things. Like she mm-hmm. wants the help of the research because that's what she was made to do and raised to do, but also she's like questioning why they have to bring kids into this and like why they can't just do something else instead. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Since the very beginning of the season, I enjoyed the Tantus episodes. I just think they're really well done, just in general. And it was really interesting and really sad to kind of see the extent of what they're doing on Tantus and kind of uncovering it with Emery, because she wasn't aware of everything that was going on. But, you know, she takes on Alistair's duties. Now she's aware that they have these young children being, you know, experimented on because they're children with high midichlorian counts who were taken in. We also see Cad Bane kidnap a little furry baby.
The little furry baby uses the Force.
That man Someone has notices. Been... Hold on, I need to Google something real quick.
Okay. but,
I need to make sure my joke is accurate.
Oh, heard. The poor baby gets kidnapped by Cad Bane. I like his little toy that looks exactly like him. And then his mama is so cute. And he's like this little, like, bat, I guess, kind of. It's very sad.
Yeah. He's Cad Bane, here's my joke, that is now accurate because I googled it. Cad Bane has been kidnapping children since 2009. That man is when Emery, like, was, like, asking questions, like, how many children he's kidnapped, he's like, I'm really good at my job. Like, oh yeah, you're really good at knocking out innocent mothers and stealing their defenseless children. I hope you're really proud of yourself because you're so good at that, sir. Good job.
We're all rooting for you. Couldn't do go anything make a real else living. In Wars, but
get a real job and like kill real people, like Fennec Shand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a woman with a real job. She works for her money.
Exactly. You
steal babies, and he didn't even find the baby. Someone called it in.
Yeah, that was like,
a real job. Barely did
a job.
He literally showed up, stunned a woman, and. He didn't even take the baby. He made his robot take the baby and put it in the thing.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Get a real job.
Not very impressive. But he does it anyway. Empire gets another baby. You know, Emery is talking with the kids, and now she gets to interact with these kids. But, you know, the Empire's like, make sure you call them by their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And she does. And then one of them tries to escape. That was interesting because he kind of was right. Like, he got an iPad and stuff, but just wasn't
enough. I'm sure they're, like, extra cautious now.
Yeah.
Since Omega and Crosshair escaped. Too. But yeah, they had a little beast boy that tried to escape, and then, I can't remember the name of the species, whatever Stacey Tin is what the one kid looked like, and then, like, a little Pantoran girl.
Yeah.
Were their subjects, and they bring in the little fuzzy baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really heartbreaking episode, and we do see at the end Emery, you know, gives one of the children a Omega's old little Tuca, her fake Lula.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
That's sweet.
I was also like, hey, that's Omega's. But then I was like, fine.
Omega has real Lula.
She left it in the next episode.
Well, she left trash Lula.
Yeah, but freedom's a little more important at the
time. She also chose to leave real Lula.
True. Still.
Yeah, it was a heavy episode though. Poor little babies. And that brings us to the next episode, which is much more Bad Batch focused. CX2 finds Fee's ship, he goes in and he, like, you know, is trying to get her, I guess, her data, like, of where she's been, like, the navigational data. And he sets off the car alarm first. And that was really funny.
Yeah, what the hell?
So unprofessional. He sets off the car alarm. But it was also, like, it was just kind of good timing because, like, the other droid was, like, trying to refuel it, and I guess he thought it was him. And then it went away, and the droid was like, guess it's fine. I'm just going to put explosive liquid in this thing again. It's fine.
Yeah.
You got the data. And, you know, this is why Hera wiped her data. Mm. You know, Fee, you could learn something from that 12-year-old on Ryloth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's probably 13 now.
Yeah, she's actually 13.
Actually, she would have been 10 in season 1. So she's probably only like 11. 12 at most.
Something she's 4 years younger than Kanan. The Empire needs to understand. No, this is for the next episode. Okay, never mind.
Okay. So he figures out. He looks at her data and is like, she gets to this place a lot. Finds Pabo, goes in that cave, which they really need to, like, get something in there.
Just keep, like, not filling it with anything. Like, well, people, like, keep coming in.
They don't even have to fill it. Like, put, like, a sensor. Or, like, a camera.
I feel something. Like then people would think it's bad for their freedom. I don't know.
You know what else is bad for your freedom? Imperial agents landing in caves and calling a Star Destroyer to go on top of your island.
You're right. And I agree with you. But
it's just in a cave. I'm not saying they have to put cameras in everyone's house. Just put cameras on this one cave that people keep sneaking into and causing problems.
Nah. Freedom.
Okay. Oh gosh. But yeah, he lands in the cave and he's like, yep, they're here. So he calls the Empire and, you know, they come in and they, like, you know, set things on fire, throw people around. Meaningless.
Oh, and that was the other thing. They got it from, I can't remember her name, but the Trandoshan was like, hey, this is her, that's their best friend.
That's right, yeah. Cid was the one that told him to go for Fee. So Cid just keeps causing problems.
Yeah, which I say, we kill Cid now.
Well, it's just like, yeah. Well, also, like, some people were like, man, like, at least they tortured Sid. They did not torture Sid. They were like, hey, you know anything more about those Bad Batch guys? Oh, they're friends with Fee Genoa. Okay, like, they did not have to torture her to get that information out. No. At most, they threw a couple credits on the table.
Yeah, no, that's... Well, they said that they got more information out of her, but I think they were just... At this point, they're probably just saying that, and they were like, yeah, we asked her politely. And so she told us.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it from Sid. But yeah, so they're trashing everything. Wrecker, so the first thing CX2 did was blow up the Marauder.
Yeah, that sucks.
Marauder. So sad. But thankfully, they saved Tex, Goggles, and Lula, because Omega was putting them in the little, like, Hall of Wonders on Pabu. And Wrecker grabbed Gonki. Like, you could see Wrecker grabbing Gonki at the explosion, which is so cute, especially because they had just been bickering, which was adorable. But we haven't seen Gonki since, so I'm really worried. Like, what's Gonki doing?
He's recovering.
Is he okay?
He's recovering.
I'm worried about Gonki.
Yeah. We are all worried about Gonki.
I know that's, you know, everyone's top priority right now, because no one else is in any danger. Yeah, so Gonki. I just want to know if Gonki's okay. But yeah, Wrecker's pretty much knocked out for the episode after that.
Yeah.
He never got his ice cone!
Nope!
I just realized that. Oh, that's so sad. I hope they probably didn't save one. It probably melted when everything was on fire.
Yeah. Again, this one, not really a big priority.
No, but, you know, it's the little things.
Yeah.
So initially Omega and Crosshair were staying with Wrecker, because they had him in, like, a little bed with Liana. And Hunter's like, I'm gonna go get a ship. And that went really well.
Again, so the guy seems like he's a really good shot, right?
CX2?
Yes, sorry. You get me. Like, and instead of shooting Hunter, who is in plain view, in, like, you know, the open ship, his goal was to shoot the pilot. The pilot crashes, right? So, but my thing is, like, especially with Star Wars, even with Star Wars, like, the rule is, like, they're not dead until you see the body. And usually with Star Wars, it doesn't matter. But, like, that should be the rule, right? But he was like, yeah, I killed two of them. At least he was like, yeah, two of them are down. And I'm like, dude, you didn't do anything. Hunter's alive.
Well, he didn't. I don't think he necessarily meant that they were dead. It just meant they were kind of dealt with for the time being. Like, they weren't currently a threat.
But also, he was very much not dealt with. He just had to swim a little bit. And then he was like, I don't know. I think it would have been a much greater chance of him dying and staying dead, or at least staying more down, shooting Hunter. Because Wrecker was, like, out. I will say, Wrecker was out of the fight. Couldn't do anything.
No, Wrecker was done.
Yeah. Like, he could have done the same with Hunter.
Yeah, but you know, if you go with the,
The good old
conspiracy theorists.
Uh-oh.
He didn't shoot Hunter. Because he loves Hunter. Subconsciously.
Like, in love?
No, like his brother.
Yeah. No, I <know. laughs> yeah. That's true, I guess. I don't know. Again, I'm staring at the hill. I'm hoping it's that hill.
You know, I was, when I first watched that episode, I was, the first one with CX2, I was really on the hill. I think I'm slowly kind of, I'm still on the hill, but I'm on the side of the hill. I'm kind of making my way down, personally. But who knows?
Down the hill, you said?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm coming down a little bit. It's very slowly, you know, I'm like halfway.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know, because I still haven't revealed anything about him, but he wasn't in this last episode at all.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's a Marok situation.
A what? You know,
sometimes Marok from Ahsoka.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, he's this. It wasn't. Because, you know, sometimes Star Wars just be making people up, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes they just wear their helmet, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I would love to be wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'd love for him to be something. I think it'd be really cool, but
we're just going to have to wait.
I'm cautious. I don't want to I'm like scared of being disappointed. I'm just scared of the show in general. There's 3 episodes left, and I'm scared. So I'm like, the less, like, you know, the less, like, specific things I'm hoping for, the more I'll, you know, I don't know.
True. That's fair. I guess it's more so, yeah, it's just more something we're just gonna have to wait and see, rather than hope and hope and hope for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm curious about that. But yeah, so, yeah, he shoots the pilot of the gunship. And, you know, Hunter's doing pretty good till that, but yeah, he lands in the water. My sincerest condolences to all the Hunter girlies. I know the Hunter girlies on Twitter have been begging for wet hair Hunter, and he fell in the water, but he took his helmet off after, and his hair was not wet, so.
Damn.
I'm sorry, too. This must be, like, really good sealing on that helmet. But
rest in pieces.
No you know who needs Hunter. A helmet that stays on that well? Sabine Wren. That girl, I was so mad every time that helmet popped up. Sorry, this is, like, so unrelated. But, like, I was like, girl, put it on. So, yeah, anyway.
Like it being more open because I, in real life, like it being more open.
Well, okay, in real life, yeah. But, like, I don't know. Get her, like, a chin strap or something. Like, that girl keeps knocked off.
Fair enough. Get whatever DeJarin has, get that.
Yeah. His has never been knocked out. And he gets, like, thrown around.
Jean
like, every week. Too. That was, like, honestly, the peak of Star Wars was Mandalorian Season 1, where every week, like, in the early season, it was just what monster is going to throw Din Djarin across the room right now.
Yeah. You know?
He just, that man could not stay on his feet. Yeah, anyway. Hunter, yeah. But he, like, crawls out into the beach and Batcher's there, and, you know, meanwhile, Omega was trying to convince Crosshair to let her turn herself in. She's like, look, I'll take a tracker with me, and then you can, like, shoot a little tracker under the ship. And she, like, was, you know, but she was like, this is my fault. Like, he's here for me. Like, I do this. I have to go.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting, like, reversal of them in the beginning of the season, right? Because, like, in Season 1, Omega is like, look, we're both gonna get out of here. Like, you know, and Crosshair was trying to convince her to leave him, so it's like a reverse of that.
Yeah.
I think she even says, like, think about, like, the big picture or the bigger mission. Like, it's not just me, which is pretty much exactly what Crosshair would say to her when he was telling her to leave him there. So it's a really interesting kind of switch there in their relationship.
And he's sad.
And he is sad. He doesn't want to do it. I think it's also such a, like, that scene is so, like, a perfect example of how different her relationship is with Crosshair versus with Hunter. Because Hunter would never even entertain the idea. And Crosshair didn't like it, but eventually he went with it with her and was like, okay, if this is what you want to do, like, we're going to do it. Where Hunter, I think, would have outright forbid her. And she probably would have done it anyway. But yeah. Hunter would have, like, not even entertained it at all. So it's interesting, you know, how Hunter is a bit more of that like father figure of like, you know, setting those harder boundaries and stuff, versus Crosshair being more like an older brother to her in that way. Just like really interesting.
That makes me sadder.
Sorry. Other people have said it better than me, but that's
no, that's just no, because that's pretty much how it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And
that's yeah, sad. And it's, you know, it's like interesting, and I think because some people I think took that as like, oh, Crosshair respects her more. It's like, no, because I think she needs both of those kind of relationships, right? Like mm-hmm. she needs that, you know, that father figure in Hunter who's, you know, just a security blanket for her, really, and like always protecting her and stuff. But then she does also need Crosshair, who treats her a bit more as an equal and less as an authority figure. Like he's not as much of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then their plan goes off without a hitch, right? That's what happens.
Without a what?
Without a hitch.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means it went well.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So.
It's about that.
Yeah. I was saying she should have swallowed something. So that way she has a tracking device in her body that they would have to take her away. Even if it was like beeping there, she'd be like, nah, bro, that's inside my body.
I mean, one, I admire you thinking the Empire wouldn't be like, well, we're just going to call another Dr. Creepy to cut it out of you before we take you anywhere, first of all.
Yeah, but then it buys them more time, and it definitely buys Crosshair more time to not mess up his freaking aim. Right.
But they also could have, like, took her to the Star Destroyer, jumped to a random place in hyperspace, and then do it, you know? Like, they don't have to do it there.
But they can still follow.
No, right. Oh, no. Well, hyperspace, no, it's okay. Anyway.
I'd want to have swallowed something.
Right, well, I don't know if they had anything small enough to swallow. Like, the tracker she had was pretty
big. That was really big.
It was a little much. It would be like, you know, the cartoon when, like, the character swallows something, just, like, goes down, it's, like, sticking out of their throat, like, probably in the shape. That's what it would have been. Yeah, I would just, you know, this is a cartoon, so maybe they
shouldn't try it. It could have totally worked.
Hammer space.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, they take that, and then she goes, and Hunter is fighting people, but he's supposed to put a tracker on the ship.
Oh, you mean Crosshair.
What did I say? Hunter?
You said Hunter, yeah.
Crosshair.
Yeah, well, he goes, he's aiming, and he's ready to shoot the tracker, and the stormtroopers show up and start shooting him, and obviously he has to deal with that. And so he finally kind of, like, gets a break in the fight where he can do it, but the ship is a little too far, and it plopped down in the water, and it was rough sitting in that for a week.
Rough, buddy.
Especially because, like, I wonder if Omega thinks, like, Omega had so much faith in Crosshair, and she obviously didn't know he got jumped, so I wonder if, like, Omega thinks Crosshair did it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Which is even sadder.
Oh, hi!
Yeah. Oh! It works. Hi.
Yay!
But yeah, that's sad.
Yes. So then, that was a point of no return, which really did, it did feel like a really, like,
a point of
the beginning
no
of the end. Yeah, this is the beginning of the end for the show. We're in the home stretch, and, like, this is it. So, yeah. I don't know, any more thoughts on that one, or should we go to... Well, let me, every time I, like, try to switch tabs, it, like, just moves my tabs around. It's like, no.
Well, I was curious about how, like, how Hunter was going to take it. I wasn't sure if they were going to show anything like that. And then in this next episode, they kind of show, and they're like, why'd you let her? And he's like, because she wanted to. And because, you know, the whole idea was to get the tracker on there. And then...
Yeah, I'm glad Hunter didn't get really mad at Crosshair for it. That's what I was worried about. Because they had finally started getting along again very well, and I was like, no. But yeah, Hunter took it
pretty okay.
Better than he did before, for sure.
Yeah.
I think what we saw in the I can't take credit for these words necessarily, but like I saw someone use these two words, and I think it's perfect. I can't remember who it was, so I'm really sorry. But someone said, like, you know, what we saw early in the season with Hunter being really desperate, right? Making bad deals, you know, kind of making the not great choices, stuff like that, where, you know, now it's just Hunter's very determined, you know, he's still obviously, he's gonna do anything to get her back, but he has, like, a cooler head about it. He's not gonna be as impulsive and rush into things as he was early in the season, get him and Wrecker in trouble again.
Yeah. They also have one more addition to the group, because it was kind of just him and Wrecker. Right. And, like, kind of Echo, but, like, Echo far off.
Yeah, Echo's busy with Rex. Yeah, now they have Crosshair, but they are missing their ship. But yeah. Fee's letting them hang out, right? So, her ship's cool. So Fee finally arrives. And it's interesting because she has none of them have any idea that they found Pabu through her. Not that it's her fault, but it's interesting that she has no idea. But she comes, and I really love the interaction between her and Crosshair. She's like, Tech told me about you.
Yeah. So very calls cute. Him brown eyes.
Yeah, she calls him brown eyes. It was so good. Yeah, and so they go to a prison where... So Crosshair...
General Rampart. Ex-General.
Admiral.
Admiral?
Was he Admiral or General? I thought he was Admiral.
I think maybe Admiral.
Okay. Admiral / General Rampart.
Well, he's an ex now.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter. He's nothing. No,
he's just Rampart.
He's just Rampart. But yeah, so it's really interesting because we kind of got hints throughout the season earlier that Crosshair maybe knew a bit more on how to find Tantus than he was letting on. Right, that was a big point of contention between, like, him and Hauser. CX-1 kind of implied it. Something like that also. I don't know if this is the extent of it, but basically he's like, well, look, I know where Rampart is in prison because I was still in the Empire when he was sent to jail. He would know.
What did he do again?
He was kind of thrown under the bus because, remember, Ryo Chuchi uncovered the whole Kamino thing? And yes. They brought it to the Senate, and they were like, look at this horrible thing the Empire's doing. Like, we need to put them in check. And Palpatine was like, yeah, guys, this is crazy. I can't believe Rampart would do this without any authorization. Like, he just did it on his own. That's crazy. We're going to punish him.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That was
so unfortunate.
Yeah. It is, like, it's not funny, but it is funny. When, like, I don't know, when, like, Palpatine is just, or, like, anyone from the Empire is just brazenly, like, when they throw someone under the bus like that, and they're like, yeah, guys, that's crazy, I can't believe that person would do that by themselves. We're gonna fix that, I promise. That's crazy, guys. Sorry about that one. Sorry about that one, guys, that's crazy. Yeah.
But yeah,
Rampart's in jail, and he has a little jail beard, and he has a little Ugnaught buddy that he works his shifts with. They don't get along, and he doesn't speak his language, so it goes really well. Yeah, they go to the little prison place, and they're using the big tanks. I don't know. I'm sure there's like a acronym for it. Couldn't tell you what it is off the top of my head. But the, like, big wheelie tanks to transport the prisoners, like they were in Rogue One, which I think is kind of cool. I had one of those. That was sick.
A real life one?
Like the little action figure one.
Uh-huh.
We would use it more than the ones with the legs that walk. Because the stupid legs one, the legs always fell off, and we couldn't get the legs to stay on. So wheelie one, just nice and easy, just roll it back and forth.
Yeah. Was it a Galactic Heroes one, or what?
No, it was like huge.
Oh.
It was for the 3.5 inch or something? Probably, 2.5 inch, I don't know. But yeah, for like action figures. It was actually really sick. You could like open up the sides and the cockpit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they like kind of break into one of those. Oh, and also Fee, her stealth entrance, so cool.
Yeah, it was just falling.
She just turns the ship off.
Yeah,
and just fall. It was awesome.
And then she turns it back on. Oh yeah, that was interesting. That was definitely something.
It's also like, because I understand the idea is like if you turn off the ship, then it won't like. Like, they would do that in Clone Wars sometimes. Like, they're not going to detect our electro frequencies or whatever, like, if we have the power off and stuff. So I understand that from that point of view. It's like, it's interesting. I'm curious how Star Wars sensors work. Like, do they not detect giant pieces of metal falling out of the sky? I mean, I guess maybe they get a lot of, like, meteors.
I'm assuming it's just, like, not electronic, but like.
But then she also turns it back on.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe she knew the right spot. You know what? Good for her.
She's actually just been practicing.
Yeah. She just dropped. It was awesome. Just.
Free falls. And then they go, and then they.
And they were all all terrified, but you know Omega would have had the time of her life.
Yeah. Oh, poor baby.
So yeah, they like kind of stealthy, kind of get on the thing, kind of take over the tank. They let all the prisoners out, but they take Rampart. But they make an unregistered stop while they're letting everyone out, and that kind of catches the Empire's attention. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Then they keep driving.
Yeah. And then they get shot at a lot. And then they almost go off a cliff.
Well, and there's the bridge thing, and they just kind of, like, put little, like, barriers on the bridge, like, all these little metal things, they just, like, drove through them, because it's a tank.
Yeah. they kind of just tank their way through everything, and then they almost go off the cliff, and then Fee is there and picks them up.
And it was really funny, Rampart said he'd only tell them what he knows. Because he doesn't know the coordinates of Tantus, but he kind of knows how to get them, it sounds like. So he's like, "Well, I'll only tell you if you get me off this planet. Like, I'm not going to tell you, and you're going to leave me here. Like, what would I do that for?" So he's kind of begrudgingly working with them, but then when they get knocked around a little bit, like, some guns fall on the floor, and he reaches for one, and Crosshair stuns him. And then they just, like, it was so funny. They're just, like, literally throwing him around. Like, rascal for the last, like, few minutes of the episode. It's so, like, they're getting on Fee's ship, and they just toss him. He just, like, flops onto the ramp. It's like, I don't know why.
Well, he can't walk.
No, they're, like, just dragging him around, throwing him. It was so funny. Wrecker had a close call, but he made it. He jumped on the ship in time. And then the tank goes off.
Poor Wrecker. Wrecker's scaring me, man.
Wrecker needs to stop. We should bring back the padded room, I think.
Yes. Multiple concussions that I think he needs to see a doctor, but I also don't think that's a possibility, unfortunately.
Hey, they have AZ. I'm sure he checks on them.
I guess we'll see.
You who might have a concussion is Rampart, because they did not try to cushion his head, but they threw him on that ramp. His head hit that metal, and they threw him hard.
Can you imagine?
Man.
He'd be like, "I no longer remember how to do anything. Who are you people?"
They gave him brain damage, dude. They were really throwing him around. It was so funny. Him and his little prison beard.
Yeah. That's probably why I didn't recognize him. I was like, "Who?"
Yeah, he was like the guy last season, like the whole time. This season one.
Yeah.
And then now he's a beard, see, it's you know, who can say who he is? But yeah, they escape and now we gotta wait for him to wake up. Hope he doesn't have brain damage and figure out what, because he said he knows how to get the coordinates, so it's like, how do we do that? What do you know?
How do we get the coordinates? And also, yeah. He's kind of laughing. He's like, we're in this together now. And I'm like, you are not part of the team. You are not cool. You cannot stay like with
you.
Us.
You are not callous. You want to be callous so bad. You are not callous.
No. No.
Yeah. So he's there now. They have him. And it is really interesting because, you know, Rex and Echo and the other clones were looking for Tandis, and Crosshair never mentioned this, and he says, like, I never really said anything because I had no desire to go back there. I didn't want anything to do with anything going back there. Like,
yeah, but now they have to.
And I'm sure he also has a fear of, like, what if we attack it? They'd capture us all and torment us too. Again, you know, right? So it's really interesting. But it is also then, it's like, but once it was Omega, Crosshair was like, all right, here, guys, I know what to do.
Here's all the information we need.
So, you know, once it's Omega, he's equally as determined as Hunter. And it's nice to see. And we do get a little bit of Omega in this episode, not very much, but she meets Emery. And Emery's like, you know, I'm glad you're safe. And Omega's like, I'm not safe, I'm here.
What? Yeah, literally. What are you talking about, woman?
But, it, you know, it also does show Emery's kind of twisted perspective of it. Someone, it was Lorna Kahl on Twitter was saying it today. Like, Emery seems like she's really, she probably feels like she's not safe in the rest of the galaxy. Like, she feels like she's only going to be safe in Tantus. She, like, for whatever reason, she thinks she can't handle it. She doesn't know. So she's kind of trying to justify that for other people, too. It's very similar to, Hemlock said about Batcher. He said, you know, he's like, look, you domesticate him too much, now he's too soft for the real world. It's too dangerous for him now, or for her now. And that's, I'm sure Hemlock's convinced her of that, too. But it wasn't true, right? And Omega saw that in Batcher, so maybe Omega could see that in Emery, too.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, Hemlock did the most stupidest thing that he could ever do, which was put Omega with more kids to be friends with.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, yeah, Omega got put in the vault with the other children. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to her interactions with those kids because you're right. That was very stupid. And he's going to regret that. I don't know if she'll completely rescue herself again like she did the first time, maybe, but,
No, but those kids are gonna unionize. Like,
no, right, no. Those kids are gonna unionize.
Yeah.
And she's gonna show, especially, like, they're Force-sensitive kids. Not that Omega is any kind of Jedi trainer, but she's learned some from Ventress and from, Gungi. She knows a little bit of what's up, even if these kids, I don't think these kids even realize they're Force sensitive. So, Omega has just been handed Force sensitive children who want to escape just as much as she does. Not and a baby. A good idea. They got the baby too. I don't think the baby can help, but they're definitely going to bring it.
Yeah. Yeah, poor baby.
Poor baby. So, yeah, I think. I know everyone's very doom and gloom. I don't know what to think. I'm scared, but I also think Tantus is going to get hit hard in these next couple episodes from the inside and the outside. Because
it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, no,
Omega with more kids.
Because, like, you know, Rex and Echo and the other clones have been looking for Tantus this whole time. The second Hunter calls him up, he's like, hey, we know where Tantus is. You've got all those clones there, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got a squad going on. And we know at the very least, Rex, Wolf, and Gregor make it out. So. There's that. Plus, we, you know, maybe we'll get follow-up on Wolf.
They can't kill kids. Right?
So there's this movie called Revenge of the Sith. No. I really watched it.
That's crazy. That's silly. I've never heard of that movie. I don't even think it exists.
Hey, I don't think they're gonna kill kids, but, you know, I'm not letting my guard down. I've got my eye on you, Jen Corbett. I don't trust you at all.
She's like, murder them all. Not a single one escapes.
Yeah. I don't know. As we're approaching the end, what's something you're hoping to see in these next three episodes we have left?
Omega revolting with these kids. Mm. Starting wars with these kids.
Like, beyond that.
Oh. What do you mean like beyond
the end
that?
End. Like, the end. What do you want to see for these characters?
I hope to see everyone, because, what's the last few episodes called? Like, it seems like it's going to be everyone.
Next episode is Into the Breach, which sounds like a... We're going like to they're getting
there. Yeah, they're getting there tomorrow. Or next week.
And then... Let's see. Let me... Google...
Is it one of the cavalry or something?
The last one is the cavalry has arrived, which is the first line that that Wrecker says, any of the Bad Batch say in the Clone Wars. So it's Into the Breach is next week, and then Flash Strike, and then the final episode is the cavalry has arrived.
I think Flash Strike, it's going to be super gloomy, and then the cavalry will be everyone coming and helping. I don't think Hera's gonna be coming back or anything, but I think that would probably be cool. Not. I don't know.
I feel like my dream, if we get, like, a Rebels-style epilogue for this show, because both Rebels and Clone Wars did end with, like, an epilogue years later with the Vader thing in Clone Wars. So my dream is, like, adult Hera... An adult Omega reuniting.
Oh, you mean, like, outside of the episodes?
I don't know. Well, you just said Hera. That's what made me think of it.
I mean, if you have a dream epilogue. Epilogue?
Yeah, my dream epilogue is adult Hera and adult Omega reuniting.
I think for me it's adult Hera and Omega, but adult with everyone else, too. But... I think the two clone boys will be older. Well, look older. So, or maybe they'll look the same.
Oh my gosh, no. What if it's like on Endor, right, at the party after the battle, and it's like all the old man clones and Omega and Hera?
When does Hera meet Kanan?
She meets Kanan... When she's 18, it's like 7-8 years after this. Because she's like 10-11.
She just comes up to Omega and be like, Omega, this is my boyfriend, Kanan.
So you admit it! He's alive after Endor. I win.
No, I'm just stupid and I don't know my...
No, you admit it. No, you admitted it. I win. You admit it. He's fine. You know the way of the house husband? That's what he was doing during Ahsoka. I decided.
I thought you said when they're grown up.
Yeah, I said after Endor.
Oh, after Endor. Well, I guess I stupidly admitted it because I wasn't sure which timeline we were at. But
you
sure.
You admitted it. I win.
I was thinking like grown up as in like 18, 20-ish.
I was thinking grown up.
Cute. Like, they just, like, they... It would be funny if, like, you know, they met... You know, she meets Kanan, and then she has to go meet Omega, and she's like, I had to bring him. He's my new boyfriend.
And then Kanan sees the Bad Batch, and he's like, I know you guys. And they're like, yeah, your voice hasn't changed at all since you were 14.
Yeah. I don't know. But pretty interesting. Especially, it's nicer that Omega doesn't age twice as fast, because now she can actually, like, age good. Like, age, like, you know, not too fast.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I mean, she could hypothetically be around easily during the sequel trilogy.
It'd be interesting to
kicks in the sequel trilogy.
Or, she could also go and visit Rex and, like, Gregor and Wolf from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool when they're old mans. Old men's.
My dream of old man sweater vest Rex sitting there, like, doing a crossword puzzle could come true.
That's true. She, like, tries to put him in a home, but they don't want
to. Everyone is like, oh, we should have seen Rex and Ahsoka. He could have shot everyone. It's like, no. I want Rex and Ahsoka to be sitting in a rocking chair knitting with a cat on his lap. That's why after Endor, or at least after Jakku, Rex is done. He gets to retire, okay? Leave him alone. None of this Thrawn business. He's done. Let him rest.
Yeah. He's okay. But yeah. Ugh. Happy memories, happy shows, happy episodes,
happy endings. Listen, man, we already lost one. I can't take anymore. Okay, yeah. I can't take anymore.
Wrecker's scaring me though, just because he's so breakable lately.
And you know what's wild is I think if I had to, besides Omega, if I had to pick one of them to save, like if I could only pick one, I would pick Wrecker, personally. So like.
But then it would be so edgy. It'd be like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like Crosshair lives. Or so. Oh no, if anything, well, I guess Wrecker's kind of silly, so maybe he's more like Michelangelo. That'd be interesting. Because then Wrecker, he would be so edgy. What?
Yeah, then you get Wrecker and he's like wearing text goggles and he like has Crosshair's sniper.
Exactly.
And he has Hunter's bandana, but he's still bald, so it's just kind of there.
Exactly. So he's just kind of like Michelangelo, you know, edginess.
Or if it's just Crosshair. Crosshair just gets like super buff, so he could have like the record.
He's no longer skinny. Super buff time.
Super buff Crosshair. Oh gosh.
It's like buff Kaz.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm really excited for. And scared for the rest of the show. 3 episodes left.
Did they say this is the last season?
Yes. So yeah, so I do wonder what if hopefully we'll get another like long form animated series after this. I know people have said maybe like a Clone Rebellion series focusing on like because especially this season, even starting last season, Echo's just kind of gone a lot, so maybe kind of backtracking and seeing what they're up to and what they do after. And people said also, like, a Jedi Path show with Voss and Ventress. Or something totally different. Resistance Season 3, mayhaps? Girl can dream. But yeah, we do also have Tales of the Empire coming out only a couple days after the finale. So we don't even get, like, time to recover. Then we get Tales of the Empire.
Stop your crying and whining. Here's another thing.
Here's another thing to cry and whine about. Because I have a feeling at least the Bears episodes aren't going to go down easy.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Maybe she's happy to be an Inquisitor.
Is anyone happy to be an Inquisitor?
Iskai like, was long pretty term. Cool. I feel like they were. Or at least they were scared.
The ones that were happy die. If you could call them happy.
Yeah, but
they die. And then if the ones that live are not happy. Like there's really no good way for this to go.
Everyone dies, silly.
Okay, you know. guess I can't argue with that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a thing where she's like, she's gonna feel like she's serving a purpose that she finally believes in.
But
even though they're totally not correct.
I don't know if she does. For Barriss, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, her whole thing was the Jedi were becoming too violent. Although, I guess she handled that with violence, so I don't really know what her whole deal is.
Her kind of idea was a little corrupt to begin with, so again, maybe she'll feel right at home.
Yeah. It's curious, someone...
Plus, they're not telling Inquisitors to not be violent and to be peacekeepers.
That's fair. She just didn't like the hypocrisy, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I will say, because this has been living rent-free in my brain, as Mesa Windu said, what if her final test as an Inquisitor is killing Luminara, and, you know, she ends up in the icebox. And that's a lot to think about.
I mean, if it is, then she definitely did it.
Yeah, well...
So, like, there's not much argument there. I guess
it definitely happened.
Was it her?
Did she do
or...
it? Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm frightened, you know. I'm excited and I'm frightened. And it's a very good feeling. Sort of.
All be okay. Because they can still be alive in our brains. Like,
totally
true. Alive right now in my brain. He's running around with Fee. They're going on dates right now.
When it really comes down to it, it's all equally fake.
No.
Yeah.
It's all real. In a galaxy far, far away.
Okay.
This is gonna be a depressing time. Someone's gonna die. I just don't know who.
Hey. It's not Rex Wolf or Gregor.
Great.
Everyone else?
Hopefully not the kids.
Hopefully, you know. Revenge of the Sith, that happened, man.
Yeah.
So, who knows? All I know is I'm scared.
I thought you were going to say I was Zoe.
Oh, that would have been a good place. We have to do plugs first. Sure. Star Wars Geek Girl, StarWarsGeekGirl.com. I am sorry, I'm a little behind on writing, but I'm trying to keep up with my writing schedule that people may or may not even realize I have. And then Twitter and Instagram are at SWGeekGirl, and the Facebook page is Star Wars Geek Girl. Instagram and TikTok for me personally are at Spectre_5, 5 written out, not the number. And Twitter is at Azoika. Oh, I forgot to put it on the screen. Whoopsie. Is it?
Now they'll never find us.
Now they'll never know. That's me.
They're just going to be like, dang it. I can't even go and look.
That's my stuff. And then this is the Star Wars Geek Girl stuff.
For the Rogue Rebels, it's therogerebels.com. Instagram and TikTok at the Rogue Rebels. Twitch at Rogue Rebels Podcast, wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. Facebook page, The Rogue Rebels. Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. And I just put up maybe like 2 days ago. That's still recent for me. But just put up a video on The Rogue Rebels. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cute, I think. It's pretty sad. Made my mom cry a little. But, yeah. So, and then there's also my TikTok, which is at Rogue Rebel Sabine. Bean as in, like, pinto beans. Because yummy, yummy.
Yummy beans. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on all of the things. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
Thank you so much for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.